It's time again for Checkoff Chat. That's a program that's offered to you folks that contribute Checkoff dollars, beef producers and dairy producers in the state of Wisconsin. So you know how that money is being spent, research, education, and promotion. It's brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and also our partners at Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. They're happy to be a partner with Checkoff Chats. Find out more about how you can market all your livestock at equitycoop.com. Really happy to be joined today by Norman Voiles. He is the chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and an Indiana beef producer himself. Before we jump into the Cattlemen Beef Board responsibilities, Norman, tell me a little bit about the home beef operation.
Sure. We raise a commercial cow-calf herd, and then we also feed some animals out ourselves. And then we not only our own animals, but we buy some from neighbors, and we end up sending it, some of those to some feedlots. We've gone to Iowa, northern Indiana, to have some of those animals fed as well. It's a seventh and eighth generation operation. We've been here since 1828, and currently it's my son and my brother involved in the operation with myself.
Excellent, excellent. Well, now we know about the fella that sits as chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Let's talk a little bit about some recent information generated through the Beef Checkoff, Norman. Dr. Tonzer is the gentleman that put this information together, and it was focused in on the question about plant-based alternative proteins, how it's growing, what it's doing to our markets. Tell me a little bit about the Beef Checkoff and how it got involved in this study.
Sure. The beef checkoff, of course, is the dollar per head that every time an animal is sold, like, goes to the beef national beef checkoff, 50 cents of which may stay in various states that have state beef councils, such as Wisconsin. And we looked at what consumer concerns were over the last few years, and they're concerned primarily about nutrition and sustainability. And with that in mind, we commissioned this research to be done on behalf of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, one of our contracting partners, through Kansas State University and Dr. Tonzer. He wanted to look at primarily the difference in consumer attitudes between beef and plant-based alternative proteins. And so with that in mind, he looked at this and did a study, and the white paper that he authored was actually done in September of 2020.
So let's talk a little bit about it, because that study has some very interesting insights that I'm sure all consumers as well as beef producers are curious about. How did he do the study? Give us some of the nuts and bolts, Norman, on how he kind of got the answers, the information that we're using.
Sure. He went through and surveyed about 4,000 U.S. consumers. Those consumers had to meet certain criteria. For instance, they had to be over 18 years old, had to be regular grocery shoppers. And when the results came back, he got about 3,200 actual survey results that were appropriate for his research. And in looking at that, nearly 70% of those folks considered themselves regular meat consumers from animals. The remaining 32% did not consume meat regularly. Other things that he looked into were gender, geographic location, education, race, ethnicity, marital status, whether they had young families, even political parties and home ownership were part of the study.
Hmm. Boy, that's comprehensive. So what did what other things did he find? What stuck out to you, Norman, in Dr. Tonzer's research? You know, why do people consume beef, and what is it that seems to, kind of pit the two against one another?
Sure. He looked at this in a number of different ways. One way was he looked at previous day meals, and folks consumed of the entire group of folks. It looked at about times as many folks consumed beef the previous day as they did some of these alternative plant proteins. Another thing he looked at was looking at a fast food restaurant case. And in that case, 11 times more people chose beef for their meal rather than a plant-based protein sandwich. That was really interesting. And then also in looking at that, the of those folks that consider themselves alternative diets, vegetarians, if you want to call them that, actually 1.5 times of those folks pick the beef meal rather than the alternative plant-based sandwich. Found that to be really interesting. When you go to a grocery store and start looking at things, 14 times more of the folks that consider themselves regular meat eaters, they chose beef in their grocery cart 14 times more than those folks that than they did the non animal based protein. And then the folks that were alternative diets, actually it was split 50-50 where they choose beef burgers or they chose the plant-based protein.
Interesting. So let's talk. Maybe the information Dr. Tonser gathered can speak to this. We've seen a lot of changes in food prices fairly recent, Norman. I'm curious, what about food prices? Did that influence any of these decisions at all, according to the research?
It does. Primarily, it's the price of beef that influences these folks. As the price goes up, folks tend to choose less beef. But just a small percentage of the, depending on the increase. If you look at it like a 1% increase, it's only a 0.25% decrease in beef consumption. And it's relatively similar with plant-based protein that as they increase, it's only going to their price increases. You're only going to see a small decrease in the plant-based protein purchases. So, you know, it's what that is showing is that the plant-based proteins are not a real good substitute for beef at the grocery store.
So how are we going to use this information, Norman? Again, if you're just joining us, this is Norman Voiles. He's an Indiana beef producer himself, currently sits as chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and we are talking about some research that's been done from Dr. Tonser in, I believe it was Kansas State that I heard Norman point out, and it's focused in on consumers' patterns when it comes to beef versus plant-based proteins. How are we going to use this information now, Norman? It tells a great story. What's going to happen with this information?
Well, you're right. It does tell a great story. But what we need to do is realize that plant-based proteins are still a very small part of the market, and they're not being used very highly to substitute for beef. We need to continue to promote what consumers like about beef, its taste, its appearance, and its naturalness. Is also realize that support farmers and ranchers is important with the beef checkoff, and we can do this through some of our high-quality programs like the Beef Quality Assurance Program, as well as our Masters of Beef Advocacy programs that do a wonderful job of telling beef and beef producer stories. And we can seek out some supply-side gains that we may be able to make beef more affordable for folks, because I realize, as do everybody that does any grocery shopping, food prices have increased a bunch over the last few years. And then maybe let's put some more emphasis on the actual positive nutritional characteristics that we can, so we can better position it against plant-based proteins. We need to keep younger folks involved in the decisions as well as informed about all these natural good attributes of the beef food as well as beef producers. And then we continue to monitor these conversations that talk about beef versus plant proteins and make sure that the information being presented is accurate and fair.
Yeah, fair is something we all pay attention to. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Norman Voiles. He's an Indiana beef producer himself, currently sits as chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. This is Checkoff Chat. So, Norman, let's say a beef producer wants to follow up and learn more about this great research surrounding consumers, their choice for beef or plant-based protein. Where can they go? What can they do?
Sure. The easiest place to go and has got the most information is the national website for the Beef Board, and that's at drivingandforbeef.com. You can sign up for a monthly newsletter, The Drive. It's an e-newsletter. It also comes out quarterly in print. And from that website, you can also watch The Drive in 5, which is our new web video series.
Excellent. Give me that website again one more time, Norman.
Sure. DrivingDemandForBeef.com.
Excellent. There you have it, folks. A great resource for beef producers that want to share the story, consumers that want the facts. Again, as we said, this is Norman Voiles. He's an Indiana beef producer, sits as chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, along with us for Checkoff Chat. Brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Go to beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council, on social media, and also our partners at Equity Cooperative Livestock. For all your livestock marketing needs, go to equitycoop.com. Norman Voiles, our guest on this edition of Checkoff Chats.